Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Yud Ches, Chulin 18a, pagination is 35. We'll start at the end of the second Mishnah, so we're counting up from the bottom about 7 lines. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda says, Malei chut al panei ruba, a thin layer for most of it, would produce a kosher shechita. What are we talking about? So there are two simanim, two critical organs that are going to relate to shechita. They have to be cut. In a bird, one of them has to be mostly cut. In an animal, both of them have to be mostly cut. And they are the kana and the veshet. The kana is the windpipe or trachea. And the veshet is the food pipe or the esophagus. We're going to be dealing with the kana, the windpipe, but just for appreciation of what we're dealing with, the kana is like a rod or a reed. It's hollow, it's solid to some degree, and the wind, the air, is brought in and out based on the lung action. The veshet, the food pipe, could be compared to the intestines, which we think of as just there, but there's actually a lot of activity, muscular action occurring. That's the ability that a person has, that you could actually swallow even if you're upside down. It's not necessarily based on gravity. There's a muscular action there. And that's the veshet. It's, use the word slimy rather than solid. So our Mishnah is dealing with kaneh, with the windpipe, and the nature of the windpipe is that it has many circles that go from, I guess we'd call it the lower neck and up, and those mostly surrounded circles are finished off by cartilage, until the top one, the Taba'as HaGedola, all the way on the top of this system, and that one goes all the way around, and even has Chiti, something that protrudes above it, which might also be a kosher area for Shechita. But what we're describing is how much of this Kane is eligible. If the Shochet went through that with his knife, it would be called a good Shechita. So Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says, towards the top, as long as you left a thin amount so that you did not do hagrama, you did not leave the area of shechita, you left a little bit of what's the part that's kosher for shechita, it's still a good shechita. Says the Gemara, Ravu Shmuel, Rav and Shmuel, De Amri Tavayu, they both said, Halachik Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we should pass like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. And then they went on and also said, V'af Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Omer Ela B'Tabas HaGedola. But he only said it by the big ring that's the top of this system, Ha'ulam HaKefes Eskalakone, because it goes all the way around. But by the lower rings, as we described, that they don't go all the way around, say Rav and Shmuel, in their understanding of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that's not an area eligible for Shechita. Rashi points out, last two lines on the page, that we're actually doing something fascinating with Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. On the one hand, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda ruled that as long as you made it through the kana most of the way in the place of the shechita, ruba is kikula, it's considered a good shechita. But that rule of most is the entire. is not going to apply by these lower rings, and they're not considered going all the way around, even though they go around most way. We don't say most is like total in such an application. So just to appreciate, that's what Rav and Shmuel are doing here. They're telling us Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is the way we paskin. You go most way through in a good shechita, it's good. But a good shechita location is defined only as the Taba'as HaGedola, the big ring, the one that's on the top, that goes all the way around. But the lower rings, according to Rav and Shmuel, are not going to be a place eligible for shechita because they don't go all the way around. Let's turn to Amud Beis on the third line. Heyid Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos said testimony, and Rashi says that when you have such a terminology in the Gemara, it means we paskin like it. It means we accept his testimony. What was his testimony? Al Mugremes, on the case that was called Hagroma, according to Rav and Shmuel, Sheik Shera, that's kosher. There's a lot of eligible space lower than that upper ring that's still kosher for shechita. Now, the literal translation of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos would be Mugrema Shikshera, that Hagrama is kosher. And that's clearly not true. Hagrama is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to shecht out of the area of shechita. What it means is the Mugremes of Rav and Shmuel is going to be kosher. Let's skip about five lines, and we have a bit of a story, a narrative. Kisolik Reb Zera, when Reb Zera left Bavel and went to Eretz Yisrael, Ochal Mugremes de Rav Shmuel. He ate what was called Hagrama according to Rav and Shmuel, because Rav and Shmuel only accepted Shechita in that top ring. So he would eat now things that were shecht, even in the lower rings. Amri lei, they told him, it's fine for us to eat what's shecht in the lower rings, but lav me aser de Rav Shmuel at, don't you come from the place in Rav and Shmuel, and you should adhere to their ruling, even though you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you should be bound by it, and you should not be able to eat this meat. For you, it's not kosher. Amar lehu, he said to them, Man Omra, who said this quote in the name of Rav and Shmuel? Yosef Bar Chiya, Rabbi Yosef, the famous Rabbi Yosef is the one who said it. Yosef Bar Chiya mikuli alma gomir. Yosef, Rabbi Yosef learns from everyone. It seems a little bit critical, but perhaps that was simply his style. He learns from everyone, and he's not limited to Rav and Shmuel. He accepted rulings from other sources. It's critical in that Rav Zera is claiming, I'm not so sure Rav Yosef is accurate in claiming it in the name of Rav and Shmuel, but in any case, Rav Yosef collected from many different sources and presented his shir, and Reb Zera held, I'm not bound by it, like a ruling of Rav and Shmuel. Shama Rav Yosef Ikbid, Rav Yosef objected when he heard this quote. Omar, he said, what are you talking about, being critical of this statement? Anami kuliyama garmirna, you think that I accept everything from anyone? Anami Rav Yehuda garmirna, I learned this from Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda was meticulous in the way he presented the Afilus Feka de Gavri Goras. Even if there's a doubt, he included it in his statement, and he was always very accurate. It might be worth over here to appreciate a little bit of the history. Rav and Shmuel were tremendous early Amoroim, early leaders in Bavel. Shmuel was in Nahar Da'a. Rav spent some time in Nahar Da in the beginning, but then established his own yeshiva in Sura. Rav Yehuda learnt by both, and that's why we often have Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, or Rav Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. And Rav Yosef in Pumpedisa was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda, and Abaya and Rava were also over there in Pumpedisa. So at first, Rav Zeira was critical of the tradition that brought Rav and Shmuel's ruling to be in the shir of Rav Yosef. They said, not so sure it's really Rav and Shmuel. Rav Yosef accepts from many sources. And Rav Yosef said, no, I got this from Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda was particularly meticulous. Let's skip down about five lines. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Hani Mili, this concern that if indeed it's the ruling of Rav and Shmuel and it's binding in Bavel, and normally you have to observe the Chumrei Makom, the stringencies of the place you were and the stringencies of the place you now are. Abaya said, Hani Mili mi Bavel le Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. If you go from one location in Bavel or one location to Eretz Yisrael to another location in the same region, same area, same country, Inami mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael le Bavel, or if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, you have to still keep the old traditions plus the new ones. Avo mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael, but if you went from Babylonia to Eretz Yisrael, came with Anan Kaifinan Lahu, we're subservient to the people in Eretz Yisrael. Avdinan Kavasayu, you could simply adopt their customs, and you're not really bound by Bavel. That's Abaya's answer. And therefore, Rav Zeira was able to eat the meat in Eretz Yisrael, even if we assume the tradition was accurate and it was indeed the ruling of both Rav and Shmuel. Rav Ashi Omar, Rav Ashi said, Afilu temo mi Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Even in the case of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Hani Mili Hecha de Daito Lachzar, you would only be bound if you intend to go back. Rav Zeira Ein Daito Lachzar Hava. But he was not intending to go back, and therefore he lost the stringencies of his old place, and he only has to observe the rulings of the current. Amalei Abaya l'Rav Yosef, Abaya said to Rav Yosef, you're ruling in the name of Rav and Shmuel, v'harabbana da'aso mi'mechuza, the Rabbanan coming from Mechuza, which was another city, Amri, they say, Mugremes Keshera, that type of hagrama is kosher. And Rav Yosef conceded, Amalei Nara Nara Upashte, there are indeed different locales, like the rivers flow in their riverbeds, so too customs are maintained according to the way we do it over here. If a custom has some history to it, custom is not because it's around for 5, 10, 25 years, but if a custom's around for 500 years, more, etc., so then they have their custom, and we respect that, but he still maintained that the teaching of Rav and Shmuel was overwhelming, and that's the way he taught it. He felt that it was supposed to be observed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.